Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing? Yes, 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 I'm back. So today was my first radiation treatment. And I know I told y'all I was going to bring y'all on this journey, so that's why today I didn't stop. But I did have to get on to let you know that today it went good. Wasn't as bad as I thought because I didn't know what really to expect. I didn't know really what to expect, but it seemed like that it was going to be similar to my chemo, but it was nothing like the chemo. It was you lie on this machine and it was like getting in the x-ray, so it wasn't bad. They say that like the after effects are mostly because of the sun, which I can see that, because afterwards I didn't really like take no hat with me, and like the beaming of the sun, and I'm trying to figure out like what clothes to put on so that the sun doesn't have a reaction to my body, because it's pretty hot now, and getting these treatments and not being able to freaking be in the sun is like really, really, really a toll on the body. Now I can see where everybody, how like the reaction, because the reaction is like they said that it burns your skin, but I don't think the actual treatment burns your skin. It's the sun rays, because as soon as I went out and get into my car or whatever, I dressed pretty cool, so it wasn't the fact of how I was dressed. It was just like the rays of the sun. I can feel them. Like now I know what they're saying. So I'm going to like get me a nice straw. Well, I have a straw hat, so I'm going to wear my straw hat tomorrow. And I'm going to, I'm probably going to still dress pretty cool because it's so hot and I don't want to overdo, like put too many clothes on and I gotta figure it out, because I know I have 35 treatments. This was my first one, so I got 34 more to go. And as I go, I pretty much want to see different things on how it affects my body, because they say that it's gonna make you weak. And I could see how it can make you weak, because you're not going to be able to do nothing in the... I can't do anything in the sun. So now I got to figure out a new routine, because I was walking in the morning. And usually I try to walk before the sun comes up, but being that I'm walking around the park, I don't think that's a good idea no more. So I gotta figure out another way of keeping my strength up, because now I have to focus on not being in the sun. The sun is really the big issue with the radiation treatment, because the minute you step into that sunlight after coming from the treatment, it takes a toll on your body. You feel it. And they say that you can get shocks in your your breast. Well, mine is because I'm getting treated for breast cancer, so they're focusing on the breast. They said that you can get some shocks. And I already like had shocks in my body, which is like during my legs, and it was really bad. I get shocks in my legs, and like going up, where I actually went to the hospital because of the shocks. They were like really bad, but I haven't had none I want to say the last time that was in June, so July, August, September, October, November, been a year since, and I haven't had any shocks. But now going into this, this is saying another different shock. And I don't know, like during this whole thing, I already had, like my body would be real fatigued to the, before it was to the point where I couldn't wear no clothes because I didn't want the clothes touching my body. But I got out of that stage. So now they're saying that I'm going to be fatigued again. And I'm like, oh my God, please. I just got used to getting back right. So I hope this new fatigue is not as bad as it was with the chemo. Because with chemo, a lot I went through that I would not be able to have clothes touching my body for a certain tenth of time, and it just was like real bad. So I'll keep you updated. This is just only the first one, and to say it does make you tired, but not because of the treatment. It's actually because stepping into the sun, the sun has a real reaction to your body being on the treatment. So stay in tune on my cancer journey.